Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Wednesday, October 25th, 2017. During a special Nintendo Direct yesterday, Nintendo announced their new Animal Crossing game for mobile, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, will launch in late November, so it's coming out very, very soon. This will be available on both iOS and Android devices. You can pre-register for the game now. And we actually got a lot of information on how the game will play. In Pocket Camp, you'll manage your own campsite, so you will be able to personalize it and build up both your character and how the campsite looks. Build furniture, you will craft furniture and amenities to your campsite through collectibles. You'll do certain things for your neighbors and other residents of the recreation sites nearby, and they will reward you with certain crafting materials that you can use to create different furniture. Different animals in the world of Pocket Camp will have preferences on what kind of furniture and amenities they enjoy at their campsite. And in order to attract them into your campsite, you will need to build the correct amenities. So this is stuff as simple as couches and chairs and tables, all the way up to swimming pools and half pipes for skating and rock concert venues. You can really make a pretty sweet campsite if you've got enough materials. Hey, don't have enough materials? Well, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp will gladly accept your real-world money for speeding up the process of getting that stuff. Oh yes, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp will be free to play. There will be tokens that you can earn in-game, but you can also buy with your real money via microtransactions. Leaf tickets, those can be traded for materials or used to speed up how long it takes to make things. Because yes, like other Animal Crossing games, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp will take place in real time. So if it's 4 o'clock on December 1st in the real world, it is 4 o'clock on December 1st. In your Animal Crossing world. And I'm sure there'll be lots of fun holiday tie-ins when those holidays come up. There will be lots of things to do, fishing, interacting with other players. You can visit other players' campsites and see how they've built it up by exchanging their friend codes. And you also have your own mobile camper that you can build up and customize all the ways you want. I think it's an interesting twist on the Animal Crossing formula to do this with a campsite. I think it's going to make lots of money. And I think a lot of people are going to be buying those leaf tickets. I've never been an Animal Crossing guy myself, but it certainly looks to capture the adorable nature of Animal Crossing. And since Nintendo seems uninterested in making an Animal Crossing game for Switch anytime soon, this seems like the big next Animal Crossing flavor that people are going to get hooked on. So get excited. By the end of November, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp will be released on your mobile device. We've talked about the death of the Kinect sensor on the Xbox One several times before. The Kinect sensor that was introduced back in the Xbox 360 era and was going to usher in a new style of motion control in video games, voice control in controlling your console, all that stuff the Kinect was supposed to do, a device of the future to change gaming. Well, it's dead. It's finally and truly completely dead. We knew it was basically dead when they yanked it off the Xbox One S and weren't really talking about it ever again. No games support it. And now news that the Kinect motion sensor is no longer being produced. The Microsoft has officially stopped production on the Kinect sensor and will no longer be sold in stores once the ones that have already been produced are sold out. And I think this is a bummer. I once had very high hopes for what the Kinect could do. I thought that it really was an interesting way to interact with games. Most of the stuff that was available on Kinect was the less interesting side of that spectrum, to wave your hand around and jump up and down. And I think that was wrongheaded, but I thought it really held a lot of promise for ways in which we could just speak to our games. I mean, certainly since the Kinect was announced, we've seen the rise of Amazon Alexa and a whole number of copycat devices from Google and Sonos and everybody else to be able to speak clearly and succinctly to your devices and have them listen to you. Here was the first of those. Maybe it never really worked as well as Amazon's Echo, but you know, being able to talk to my game, being able to interact and just speak out loud could have been really cool. Being able to have the game watch me and look for certain cues could have been really cool. Never reached its potential. I know I'm one of the few people that actually thought it had potential at all, but it should be no surprise that it's completely dead. The new versions of the Xbox One don't even have the Kinect port. So even if I wanted to plug in my old Xbox One Kinect to my new Xbox One X when it arrives, I wouldn't be able to do it. So no surprise they aren't manufacturing them anymore, but I think it was a good idea that never really fulfilled its potential, and that to me is disappointing. Just because Hideo Kojima and Konami have parted ways acrimoniously doesn't necessarily mean you've seen the last of Metal Gear Solid games. In fact, Metal Gear Survive, the survival game spinoff of Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, is coming out, and we got news this morning that it will be released in North America on February 20th, 2018. So it's coming pretty soon. It's coming to Europe 2 days later. It was originally slated to be released by 2017, but it got delayed. Now we see that delay is not too far into next year. February 20th is the release date. If you're not familiar with Metal Gear Survive, this is going to be interesting. Now, while it does take place in the Metal Gear Solid universe, it's in an alternate reality of the Metal Gear Solid universe where members of Big Boss's organization have transported via a wormhole. And this world where the soldiers now find themselves is infested with crystalline zombie-like creatures. So, you know, totally makes sense. Totally not as crazy as Metal Gear Solid. So you'll attempt to survive in that world through a single-player campaign and also supports four-player co-op battles against waves of enemies, and you get a lot of the powers that you find in the Phantom Pain, like attaching enemies to balloons and shooting them into the sky and all kinds of gadgetry, except in this case, you're using that stuff to fight waves of crystal zombies. So if that sounds awesome, I mean, the mechanics and gameplay in the Phantom Pain were pretty good. So if they just lifted that, put it into a zombie wave shooter, added some story and co-op modes, I guess that's cool? We'll find out in February when Metal Gear Survive launches. You know what? I'm just thinking of this right now, but I'm going to add in a little prediction. We're going to see a Battle Royale mode in this game. How much you want to bet that Konami is figuring out a way to add a Battle Royale mode to Metal Gear Survive, huh? If you are enjoying Middle-Earth Shadow of War, you're not alone. Warner Brothers Interactive announced that over 1.5 million active players are enjoying the game worldwide, and they have vanquished 3.3 billion orcs collectively. It's pretty cool. Lots of other stats in a press release that they released, including a roadmap for their expansion pass plans for Shadow of War, and they are extensive. The roadmap is as follows. In November of this year, Slaughter Tribe Nemesis expansion comes out, which has got a bunch of new orcs for you to conquer. Then December, just 1 month later, Outlaw Tribe Nemesis expansion with more orcs still. So, you know, get those orcs. You got to get all those orcs. Then February of 2018, the Blade of Galadriel story expansion comes out. That's a big content expansion that sees you being able to play as a new elite assassin known as the Blade of Galadriel. And lots of other new orcs. You know, all these expansions. Let's just say all these expansions gives you new orcs. There are new orcs. Lots of orcs. There's never gonna be a shortage of orcs for you to destroy. And then May of 2018, Desolation of Mordor story expansion hits, where you can play as Baranor, the captain of Minas Ithil, the survivor of that city's demise. And you can fight to survive in Mordor as a human without the power of a ring. So there you go. Lots of more Tolkien fun to be had in Shadow of War through May of 2018. So if you're digging that game, you got a lot to look forward to.